The Federal High Court in Abuja has ordered the release of the two journalists on a $4,000 bail each. The trial was subsequently adjourned and will resume next month. Lead defense counsel Femi Falana had argued that the sedition charge brought against them was illegal and unconstitutional and asked the court to release the men on bail.
For any government, particularly democratically elected government, to use such a dead law to harass journalists, for me, is a flat development. Now we are going to move very speedily to challenge the constitutionality of the charge and ask the judge to throw out the case.
The two reporters were charged with sedition on Tuesday over stories critical of a new presidential jet. Benga Aruliva of African Independent Television and Rotimi Durojai of the Independent newspaper faced 2 years in jail if convicted. The two men had been in the custody of the State Security Service, the secret police force, since the arrest on Monday. Indagani Aku, president of the Nigerian Union of Journalists, the umbrella body for journalists in Nigeria, told VOA the union was concerned over harassment of journalists by security agencies.
What we object to is not our people being tried, but the way they are being hunted and treated like common criminals. So we are surprised at what is happening. This cannot intimidate us in any form.
Some of Nigeria's leading human rights lawyers were in the crowded court as part of a large defense team. Several opposition leaders were also in court as a mark of solidarity with the journalist. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.